Hello, welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the presentations that were held at the European College of Neuropsychopharmacology. This was held the 12th through the 15th of September, 2020, and it was virtual due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you. Enjoy listening. In a small proof-of-concept study measuring changes in 24-hour heart rate indicated with a 90% accuracy whether an individual suffered from depression. So Dr. Carmen Schiewek from Goethe University in Frankfurt, Germany, explained, quote, "An innovative study design with the rapid-acting antidepressant ketamine was designed to assess the potential of heart rate or heart rate variability as a state marker for depression. We aim to assess the potential of real-life psychophysiological measures as state markers for depression," end quote. So two innovative elements in this study were the continuous registration of heart rate for several days and nights, as well as the new antidepressant ketamine, which has a fast onset of action. The average resting heart rate may change quite suddenly to reflect the change in mood. It was a pretty small study, just a small sample of patients with major depressive disorder who did not respond to normal treatment. And there were 16 patients, and they compared those with 16 healthy controls who were included in the study. Heart rates were measured for 4 days and 3 nights, after which patients were treated with either ketamine or placebo. Patients suffering from depression had higher baseline heart rate with a p-value of less than 0.001, approximately 10 to 15 beats higher per minute, and a lower heart rate variation compared with healthy controls. After treatment with ketamine, both heart rate and heart rate fluctuation in the patients had changed and had become more similar to the controls. Interestingly, the 24-hour heart rate appeared to be an accurate biomarker for depression. Patients were fitted with a wearable mini ECG that fed the data to an artificial intelligence program, and the program was able to classify nearly 90% of controls and patients correctly as being depressed or not. Dr. Schiewek elaborated, quote, "Normally, heart rates are higher during the day and lower during the night. Interestingly, it seems that the drop in heart rate during the night is impaired in depressed individuals. This seems to be a way of identifying patients who are at risk to develop depression or relapse." Moreover, patients with a higher resting heart rate responded better to the treatment with ketamine. However, the study was a small proof of concept study, and larger studies are really warranted to evaluate the role of heart rate as a potential biomarker for depression.